trailer for sale or rent.
Oh, yeah.
Rooms to let.
Every time I hear this, I think of Super Dave Osborne.
No phone,
and he's
no pool,
playing this on a
no pets,
on a big grand piano in the back of a trailer, and
no
it goes under a low overpass and just completely knocks him out. It's really funny. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got our special guest on the Zoom with us. It's a telecommunication device, either way. Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. We've been talking about the proposal, basically, to go and turn I-75 into a boulevard going into AmFam Field. But that's not the only bunch of information Dan has. You have a new article out, 12 Ways to Save Democracy. Talk to me.
No. 12 nope. months, Brian.
12 months. I'm sorry.
We've got 12 months to restore.
I literally just
democracy.
Read a book called 12 Ways to. It doesn't matter. I'm confusing myself. let's not confuse the audience. Dan, why don't you tell us about your how can we save ourselves because we have a year left before we all die, right?
No, you made me nervous there for a second. You tightened up the timeline on us. All of a sudden, we had to do this in a couple months where I thought we had a whole year to work on some of these races. Now we. Oh, okay. But 12 months, I wrote a piece for Heartland Signal, and the Recombobulation Area is partnering with Heartland Signal on some content going forward. They cover a lot of things around the Midwest. And one of the things that I wrote about here was, you know, how it's not just the midterms that Wisconsin has to vote to restore democracy in this state, but it's also the spring state Supreme Court election that is coming now less than a year away. So I think, you know, what I talked about in the piece was how the recent redistricting decision, I think, was a recalibrating moment for Wisconsin politics, and recognizing that, you know, had a state Supreme Court race gone differently by about 6,000 votes, we might be in a different space right now with the state legislature, with the balance of power in the state. And so we're in a tricky spot right now, but I think, you know, there's opportunity in front of us. And I think it's really important to recognize this, not just as the midterms, but as these next 12 months to really get in that fight to restore democracy in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think it's important to think that the framing around these next 6 and 12 months can't just be you get to the polls and you vote and then you're done. Because I honestly think that that's one of the bigger problems as well, is thinking that the next election is going to be what saves us, and then you can stop paying attention after that. And I think it's a pretty good example that the Hagedorn election in the spring of 2019 showing Democrats had won 11 out of the last 12 statewide elections. That's the one they lost here in the state of Wisconsin. They lost 1 out of 12, and it completely shifts the fact that we are not going to have anything that resembles quote-unquote fairer maps, I guess, because they weren't even fair maps. They were still maps of least change. They were still just a derivative of the most gerrymandered maps in the nation from the 2011 maps that Robin Voss drew behind closed doors. And because of that one election out of 12, there's still we're not going to see necessarily an even playing field to even fight on, because these maps for the state legislative districts, the state assembly, state senate districts are pretty slanted Republican, or even more slanted Republican than the current set of maps. So I think that's fascinating. And tell us a little bit more about the partnership that our listeners can hear from your work and find your work with Heartland Signal.
Yeah, Heartland Signal works with WCPT out of Chicago. So I will be on the air there once a week with Patty Vasquez in the 5 o'clock hour. And I'll also be contributing some pieces there as well. If you're not familiar, they have Heartland Signal is they go viral all the time mm-hmm. on Twitter. They are really good at finding clips of elected officials, saying some rather ridiculous things. Like we have our senior senator in Wisconsin here, our friend Ron Johnson, who, you know, just gave validity the other day to a anti-vax conspiracy theorist who was saying that the COVID vaccine gives you AIDS. So, you know,
solid science.
The science just isn't out on it. That's all the senator was saying. He was just merely saying, man, we got to look into it more because
he's just asking questions.
Yeah,
right?
He's just always asking questions.
There's also not science proving that he isn't some sort of mummified human that is brought back from the dead. Nobody really can tell.
We got to research it more. We got to research it.
We're just asking questions. Yeah.
I'm just asking question. Is he a White Walker? Is he not? Should we, you know, burn him with fire? I don't know. I don't know these things. We just need to. I don't want to do it without knowing. That's all I'm saying. You mentioned opportunity. Obviously, we have an opportunity to go against to replace Ron Johnson these midterms and things like that. But statewide, what kind of opportunity? We've been talking about the gerrymandered maps, but what kind of opportunities do we still have? I mean, look, obviously, the Roe v. Wade decision is going to be huge for everybody and maybe fire up a lot of people. What opportunities do you see in these last 2 minutes here? What are you looking at?
Well, I'll point out one down ballot type of race here, which is the race for Secretary of State that's going to be on the ballot this fall. Which is, you know, we saw a top Republican in the legislature leave her post to go run for Secretary of State because, as the Republicans have signaled, they want people in partisan offices running elections in Wisconsin. So, you know, Doug La Follette is running for re-election. He's going to have a primary challenge from a Democrat from Dane County. And, you know, that's going to be a really important race to pay attention to. It's every election matters. I think that's what the Hagedorn decision really showed us, is that you can't ignore any of these. You have to be engaged in all of them. I think it's going to be not only the governor's race and the senator's race with Ron Johnson on the ballot that's going to attract a lot of attention, but it is those swing districts in the state legislature. It's the Secretary of State, and it is going on into the state Supreme Court race next spring.
Yeah, so a lot to pay attention to, but those are some really important ones. As always, Dan, really appreciate all the work you're doing. Quickly here, what's the best way for our listeners to find out more of your work?
You can subscribe to the Recombobulation Area on Substack, and of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Dan R. Schaefer, where I'm probably tweeting about the Bucks.
There we go, Bucks and six. Going to be
Bucks
a good,
and six.
Yeah, good game three coming up on Saturday afternoon. Dan, really appreciate you joining us this afternoon, folks. You are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're taking your calls in the upcoming segments. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads.